I speak to you in the name of the living God, blessed Trinity, and lover of your souls. Amen. Enter my peace or leave my space, Pat calls out to me from the other room as I pour my steaming black tea into my favorite green mug. These familiar words bring a smile to my eyes, which isn't easy to do at 5 in the morning. But this is Pat's favorite time of day. The house is dark, save one solitary candle on the table beside her rocking chair. Its warm glow touches the edges of her darkened silhouette. And my eyes spread wide, straining themselves in search of the first streaks of a sunrise. But Pat and I are still waiting on the border of the morning. I come in peace, I whisper, as I move aside the beads that are hanging in the doorway and plop myself into the overstuffed chair beside her, letting it engulf me. Pat's body is swimming in an Irish sweater, an open Bible resting on one knee, a pen and journal in hand. She acknowledges my presence with a silent smile. Without looking up, she continues writing. Pat is an Irish immigrant. She was a child prodigy on the trumpet and a singer. And then she was a heroin addict. But now she is a writer. And that's her story to tell, and she will tell it to you. Tell you how she found her peace at the feet of Christ. Pat was also my baccalaureate speaker for my college graduation. She is no longer an outsider to society, but she still refuses to be an insider. She founded the organization known as Ancient Path, a global community who incites compassion, inspires action, and uses the arts to communicate God's love for the marginalized. Pat lives along an invisible social border, spending much of her year serving the least of the least in Malawi and Madagascar. And when she's stateside, she writes about her experiences, mostly about God's love in action in some of the most remote places on the planet. Like a prophet, Pat's words walk that line between those who belong to modern society and those who do not. And at twilight, she builds bridges between worlds with her prayers. This is the time of day I like to join Pat in my own silent prayers and writings. The time of day that she called the thin place. Now, in the tradition in which she was raised, the Celtic tradition, the thin place is an invisible boundary, and it connects the spiritual with the physical world. Pat walks the border of the day to meet God at twilight because she knows something about God that those of us who have never lived on the edges of society wouldn't know. That Jesus walks at twilight. Jesus walks through the regions in between worlds. He is found along the edges of society. The Christ stands near the borders and welcomes any who choose to pass through into his peace. And we find him here today in this morning's passage from the Gospel of Luke, which opened with these words, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was walking through the region between Samaria and Galilee. Now, commentators examining this passage seem confused by these words. Strictly speaking, there was no region between Samaria and Galilee. So the academics muse, Luke must have had only a vague grasp of Palestinian geography. Perhaps. Or maybe Luke was aware of a geographical landscape that could not be seen with the naked eye, a region that doesn't exist on any map, a kind of thin place that connects the spiritual and physical worlds. A place maybe where insiders send the people that we don't want or think don't quite fit in. It's a region one French philosopher calls the desert of the real. Now, the desert of the real is a metaphor for a desolate landscape where true reality has evaporated. It exists still today in the social landfills of our modern culture, in the places all around us we like to pretend don't exist, like the garbage dump, or the AIDS hospice, or the project ghetto, immigration control. The desert of the real is the land between empires, and this land, the outskirts, is always home to outsiders. Now, in first century Palestine, the desert of the real was the home of blasphemers, Sabbath breakers, killers, and lepers. According to Leviticus, these outcasts were not allowed to introduce themselves by name to passers-by, but when someone approached, they were instead required to identify themselves according to their condition, crying out, "Unclean! Unclean!" In this morning's gospel, these are the outsiders, our text says, stand at a distance when Jesus comes their way as he walks toward Jerusalem. But then, this is where the passage gets a little weird. Like an episode of The Twilight Zone, these lepers see Jesus, and instead of doing what they're supposed to do, instead of calling out, "Unclean, unclean," they cry out in unison, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Did they know? Did they know who he was? That he was someone who walked along the borders, someone who could heal the sick and forgive the sins of the wicked? Did they hope he was walking the outskirts looking for outsiders like them? They were bold in their request for healing, and as soon as Jesus sees them, he tells them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And so they go. And on their way, not when they get there, on their way in that liminal space, they are healed of their diseases. Now, 10 outsiders are healed. 9 of them are presumably Jewish men who were probably once insiders. They're the ones who run toward Jerusalem, run towards the priests, and when they realize their bodies are healing as they run, they keep on running. They run back toward Jerusalem, toward the center of empire, toward the place whose ultimate purpose ends up becoming to devour and to expand. But one of the 10 lepers did stop in his tracks as soon as he realized he was healing. He was the Samaritan among them. And you'd think that out of all of them, the Samaritan would be the one who might want to run away the most. Because all these lepers were outcasts, but the Samaritan didn't belong even with them. Wouldn't he want to go back among his people, away from all of these Jews, including Jesus? But instead of choosing to go home, the Samaritan returns to the border between empires and falls at the feet of Jesus in gratitude for healing him. Now, the Samaritan who comes from questionable lineage and worships on a foreign mountain was unclean to a Jew whether he had leprosy or not. And I have to wonder if he returned to Jesus because he recognized that Jesus wasn't really an insider either. He was an outsider like himself. Jesus was, after all, the Son of Man and of God, the pauper king, the rabbi who ate with sinners, the Lion of Judah and Lamb of God. Now, Jesus' friends, they initially thought that he would be the staunchest insider. His disciples hoped Jesus would lead a rebellion against Jewish enemies, rebuild the Jewish empire. But this outsider, this Samaritan leper, he saw who Jesus really was. A man who didn't belong to any empires of this world. Jesus was a Jew on his way to Jerusalem, but not for himself. He was seeking healing there for the whole world. And he would do it by being thrown outside the city as an outcast and left to die by the will of his own people and the empire. This Samaritan knew firsthand that Jesus was on a kind of border patrol that was unlike any other he'd seen before, searching for outsiders not to keep them out, but to bring them in to an invisible nation, a place on the border. On the border, the outcast knelt at the feet of the Prince of Peace in God's kingdom. Enter my peace or leave my space, Pat said to me as I ventured to pray with her at twilight. And I was thinking about her and this phrase today, because this week marks 2 years of no peace in the Gaza Strip. One of our modern deserts of the real. Gaza has been a garbage dump of kinds for decades of conflict between Palestinians and Israelis. And in a little bit, we will pray today for those who live on that border and the borders of our world. And I invite you to pray like Pat prays at twilight, in the liminal space. Let your prayers walk the edge of what is light and what is dark to meet Christ on the borders of the empires of this world. Today, Jesus stands in the region between Israel and Palestine, the U.S. and Mexico, Russia and Ukraine. Enter my peace or leave my space, I can almost hear him say. Because if we want healing for the social lepers of our day, yes, even for ourselves, we must go to these borders and fall at the feet of the Prince of Peace. The good news of today's gospel is that with Christ as our border patrolman, we can find peace, not just on the borders of nations, but even at the edges of those thinnest places in our personal lives. That region, sometimes invisible to us, between Republican and Democrat, between black and white and brown, between rich and poor, between male and female, between family, friend, and foe. The deserts of the real, those unclean garbage dumps of our lives, are the places ripest for peace. At the thinnest places in life, the physical can meet the spiritual. And these are the places we will find Jesus. We know from today's gospel that he can heal us all. But what we don't yet know is which direction each one of us will choose to go as we are healing. Will we return to the border between worlds and find our peace at the feet of Christ? Or will we leave his space and run back toward the empire?